Endurance Gold Corp in the news today. That's EDG on the Toronto Venture Exchange as they report some channel samples at their Reliance Gold property in southeastern BC. Here to run through the news for investors, CEO Robert Boyd. Robert, appreciate the time and update. For those not familiar, in that Brailorn area there in southeastern BC, to run through today's news for investors and how this affects things moving forward for Endurance Gold.
Well, yes, Rob, we are in the Brailorn area. It's the Brailorn area, just for your listeners' perspective, is the biggest historic gold producer in the province of British Columbia at over 4 million ounces. And that mine site is located just 10 kilometers away from us. But we seem to be on a parallel structural setting. It's not in the same structural trend as Brailorn, but something parallel. But the key is that both our project and the Brailorn are these orogenic gold systems that have a lot of vertical continuity to them when you find them on surface. And essentially what we reported today was one in a series of intersections, but some of the best so far we've reported on our summer systematic program, where we recovered 31.5 meters, that's over almost 100 feet or more, with grading about 6 grams per ton gold, with a higher grade core in there of about 9 meters, grading almost 9.5 grams per ton gold. So pretty significant intersections. And that location of that key channel sample, and the channel samples are very systematic channels that we cut into the bedrock that are very representative. That channel sample over 31.5 meters was located about 135 meters away from another channel sample we reported on October 15th. And that channel sample was 13.4 meters width and still open in one direction, grading about 6 grams per ton, with a higher grade portion in there at 8.97 grams per ton. So there's really a pretty significant gold system developing here over at least a kilometer of strike length. With multiple occurrences, where these are just two of the many others. One in particular had quite a bit of drilling done in the period from 1985 to 2008, when it was explored under a previous owner. And we acquired it from MapStakers after that claim was let lapse. And some stakers claimed it, and we optioned this property in September of 2019. Unfortunately, the data is in very poor shape, so we've had to do a program of very systematic exploration through this summer of doing soil, geology, geophysics, airborne geophysics, and we hope to do some ground geophysics now. And now we're following up with a drill program on these results that we've encountered. The key is over a kilometer of length with gold occurrences over that full length, with good grade over width in those gold occurrences. And historic drilling indicates that the system has at least 220 meters of vertical extent from where it was only drilled on one target area, nowhere close to where we've got these zones defined that we just announced in our press release today. So lots of exploration potential, lots of potential for this system to generate significant discoveries. We've got a busy year ahead of us of drilling and continued exploration to build the potential of this district and hopefully turn it into another Brailorn.
And moving forward here, I know you want to get some drilling done. Are you fully financed to do that, or are you going to need to go to the market, or what's the capital structure like, and where are we at as far as fuel in the tank for moving forward?
Yeah, Rob, that's a good question about capital structure. We've got about 110 million shares issued and outstanding. Three of us as directors own 60% of the company, so we have a very tight capital structure. There are no warrants outstanding. We've tended to fund our exploration activities through property generation and the divestment of non-core assets. And we did put about $1 million in cash in our treasury earlier this year, and we've been using that to fund our exploration activity on the Reliance property this year. And the funding we put in our treasury was not an equity issuance, but the sale of equity in the in another junior mining company we had as a result of one of our transactions. So we were very conservative about how we spend money and conduct exploration. But this is a project that's got real stellar potential, so we've elected to continue to explore this on our own basis. We have the right to own 100% on this property for a very reasonable deal from the matchmakers, and we intend to continue to explore and invest our ownership in this property. It's an excellent opportunity, and we are in pretty good financial shape. We've got about $2.3 million in working capital, and about $2 million of that or so, maybe slightly less, is in the shares that we own in other junior mining companies, whereas we have about $300,000. So that's not quite sufficient to do a really big drill program next year, so we may be looking at going back to the equity markets at some point. But at the present time, we've got funds to move through and conduct and complete our fall drilling program, which we hope to be drilling here in the next couple of weeks.
Appreciate that update. Again, that was Robert Boyd, CEO, Endurance Gold Corp, EDG, on the Toronto Venture Exchange. We'll certainly keep our eye on the wire when they get those drills turning.